Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh, kids, this business we call show. Am I right?
Oh, boy.
Ain't it grand?
It wears on you.
Well, the 10-year challenge at Sexy Liberal Shows is it's a little much for me. Like, hey, look at this picture of you and me from 10 years. And that was before Plexiderm.
Yeah.
Now, bring it, bitches. You know why? Because I'm bringing the Plexiderm.
Exactly. You're like, I look the same.
Yeah.
You're the one who looks 10 years older.
Yeah. You try seeing the difference in my under eyes, right? Yeah. That's what it does. It makes you look like you, just like 10 years younger. No surgery, no nothing. Just all those wrinkles, crow's feet.
It's a better version of you.
Yes.
It's the best you.
If only they had, do they make an internal product? That makes you better? Oh, never mind. That's for my therapist. Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that goes on clear. No one even knows you're using it. And kablooey, there goes all that under your eyes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't believe it either. I thought it was some sort of trickery, some sort of sorcery that they used on television.
Some sort of hoodoo.
Yes, voodoo that you do, but it's not. You can trust me. I'm in radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I put it on. I was like, wait a minute. Is this time-lapse photography they're using in them there, TV commercials?
Why, no, it's not. It's
not.
Live.
It's not. It works, I'm telling you. And everybody I know is using it, right? Trish from Robin Trish?
Yep.
All my friends are using it. Go to triplexiderm.com. Try it. Use my code VOICES for 50% off a full-size bottle of Plexiderm, plus an additional $10 off. That's what I said. 50% off plus an extra $10 off. Offer also available by calling 1-800-685-1292. Mentioning the code VOICES. Plexiderm backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit triplexiderm.com. Use the code VOICES at checkout. That is triplexiderm.com. The code is VOICES. Speaking of voices, Shelby Lynn's here. What? Yeah, baby. Yeah, bitches. It's happy, happy hour.
Yeah.
Shelby Lynn is here, bitches.
Yeah.
Grammy winner. Oh. I literally wrote to you. I said, you rock. Literally, you rock.
I can't believe it.
All right, Chris, do your geek out now.
Okay, I was in country radio in the early to mid-90s when your album Restless came out and was being serviced to country radio. Unfortunately, it didn't go as far as I thought it should, but I still play the song Slow Me Down to this day. I love that song so much. Thank you.
Well, of course we wanted to do better, but, you know, if it did better, it wouldn't be worth a damn.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, but that was such a great album. And then your Dusty Springfield album was just sublime. Absolutely
thank
sublime.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so I'm a big fan.
Could I get
Chris,
to my geek out
yes,
now?
Yes, you can.
Thank
okay.
you.
I'm a big fan. Also, you're a potty mouth. And
yes.
I may focus this entire interview on the fact that you did Hee Haw. Because fucking love me some...
I love Hee Haw, man. I still watch it when it comes on late at night. You know, they do the rerun thing, and I keep hoping I'll see my episode. But
did you sit on a haystack and tell a joke?
I did the whole thing, man.
Wow. Fantastic.
But you know what?
Did you pop up in the cornfield?
That's
the most. That's the most important part.
In country music, that's like one of the pinnacles, man.
Yeah.
So. You know,
but obviously, Grammy winner. I am Shelby Lynn, your first one. I also walk the line. You played Johnny Cash's mother, which I was like, you're not old enough to be Joaquin Phoenix's mother. This is some Hollywood bullshit.
It was probably when he was like a baby, I'm just...
Well, you know what? It was a trip, man, because, you know, I used to sit in the chair as they made me an old lady, and I've been, you know, I spend a lot of money to not look like this.
Right.
But, you know, it was a thrill.
Don't you think Sally Field was like, I just played Tom Hanks' love interest. This is some bullshit that I'm his mother. And Forrest Gump. Some fucking bullshit.
Forest.
Yeah.
Forest.
Yeah,
exactly. Anyway, very exciting all around. We know a lot of people in common. Not only did the goddess Beth Lapidus,
isn't that crazy,
hook us up, but you were in Army Wives. Our friend Catherine Fuget created Army Wives.
Of course.
She and her daughter, the formerly the 9-year-old pundit of the Stephanie Miller Show. She's aged out.
She might be 12-year-old.
She's 12. She's aged out now. We did cast someone younger, but
yeah, I did Army Wives. I remember. I think I played another country singer on
did
that.
You? Was yes. that a stretch?
Isn't that funny? It was
typecasting.
Yes.
Well, speaking of Forrest Gump, you're from Alabama.
I am.
I just love the way you said
and
that.
And I like the dead air after that.
I took a lot out of me. I'm a certain age, you know.
Yeah, I was not born there, but I was raised there. My sister and I were raised in Frankville, Alabama, which is in the woods.
Yeah, Quantico, Virginia. That's
Quantico, Virginia is where I was born, on the Marine base there.
Yeah.
And Sissy and I were raised in the woods, about an hour and a half north in the woods of Mobile, Alabama, somewhere around there.
Sissy would be the...
Allison Moore.
Right,
yes.
The equally brilliant, talented...
Thank you.
...sister singer of yours.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, we have so much to get to.
I can't wait.
First of all, you're a potty mouth. We love that here at the Happy Hour.
I was wondering how, you know...
Oh, yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Oh, this is the non-FCC version of the show. This, we say, if Donald Trump makes you want to drink and swear.
Oh, yeah.
This
fuck
is the fucking
shit.
Podcast.
There you go.
That's it, right there. That's what we needed.
Rockstar cheers. Okay, all right.
Got the podcast title.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. Which interview? Hang on. I have every interview. I did an FBI background check. Hang on.
Oh, how'd that turn out?
Yeah. Oh, good.
Oh, really?
Like what I see?
Oh, shit.
Okay. All right. You said on the Trump administration, I'm sick over it. I can't believe this is what we've become. It's just like a bad, bad novel. You said, as an American red-blooded flag-waving bona fide Dixie Dyke, I'm appalled. As an American who votes and cares about my community and my country's community, it's hideous what's happening. We all need to figure out ways to come together, and I mean it. I get really fucking passionate about it because I've always been a flag-waving patriot.
Yes. Yes.
This ain't a rag, it's the flag, or some other fucking country song. But listen, this is important.
Yes, it is, man. I mean, this is like, I mean, I really can't believe what's happened to us with that dude up there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on with that situation.
Yeah.
We sit around and try to figure out culturally what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm just a musician, and I love to make music and make people feel better. That's really my job, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I do kind of get aggravated when people say, just shut up and sing, because you know what? That's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's important for those of us who do have a voice to say, fuck that shit.
Mm-hmm. And this is even worse than the Dixie, speaking of which, the Dixie Chicks and the Bush administration. We're in full-on fucking fascism now.
Do you remember
now.
How bad we thought that was?
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez.
Do you must know my friend Shelley Wright?
I do.
Who is my coming out coach, as I call her.
She's fantastic. I mean,
she kicked me out of the closet with her cowboy boot.
Yeah, right on.
Get out.
She's one of our great sisters.
Yeah. Well, because I noticed a progression, though, for you in some interviews, because you used to be pretty private about your private life.
Mm-hmm.
And you say one thing that I always say, whether it's politically or sexuality, stop with the fucking labels already.
Yeah. Right.
Stop with the establishment, neoliberal, corporatist, you know, gay, bisexual, straight. Like, why do we need labels?
Well, I don't know. Sometimes I think people just need to put you in the box. Like, you know, Chris knows I've been in the record business since I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
And, you know, I started making records. And then immediately people go, oh, my God, what the hell are we going to do with her?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I've always known I was a little old Dixie Dyke since I was born. But, you know, in country music, you're not really allowed to be a Dixie Dyke.
Yeah.
So, you know, it took me years to be able to accept, you know, not only who I was, but to be out and and really be proud. And I was always proud, but I like to stay private. I also have kind of a real kind of tacky past with dead parents and all that kind of stuff, which is a drag. And I always wanted it to be about the music.
Yeah.
So I was protecting not only my Dixie Dykiness, but my kind of hard kind of story.
In a lot of closets.
And now I'm all about, well, let's talk about it all, you know, let's get it on out there.
Well, I noticed in that song, Slow Me Down, I've always thought about this. There are no male or female pronouns in that song. You always talk about, you called your baby in Mobile, Alabama. You know,
That's
there were
right.
no. Yeah. Yeah.
And I never wanted to sing songs that were either or, you know, because, you know, even, you know, there are some of us out there who are confused and we may not know either or.
Yeah.
So, you know, exactly.
You were married to a guy when you were younger.
Oh, my God,
I dated guys when I was younger. And this, I don't know if you saw Shelley's documentary, but.
I did.
You know, you obviously, like, you've gone through, you had the long blonde hair and you've done that. You know, and it's interesting. There's a thing where, you know, and Shelley's a lipstick like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, that her editor was like, why do you dress like you want men to fuck you? And Shelley was like, fuck you. This is how I want to express my femininity or my sexuality.
Of course,
and
I want them to fuck me, but I don't want them.
I'm selling records.
They don't get to.
You know, they don't get to, but I want them to want to.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's our business. We want everybody to want to fuck us.
Yeah.
But more than anything,
well, everyone does.
We want them to.
I speak for everyone.
What's what I'm saying?
I waited a long time before I made it weird.
Sexy. 8 minutes. Wow,
sexy.
That's a record.
Yeah. Right, shut up. Shut up. Everybody shut up. Turn off the lights. Everybody get out except
and
for
Shelby. I'm glad, Stephanie, that you mentioned that whole lipstick thing because, you know, I'll put on a little bit of lipstick nowadays.
Yeah.
But I went for years doing the Barbie, the blonde, the high heels. I still like wearing high heels.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. But I've decided to let my hair go gray.
Yeah.
And because I'm very gray. And I've decided to not only for practical reasons, because I don't like to sit in a fucking beauty shop for fucking 4 hours and do that shit and fry my hair to oblivion.
Yeah.
And I've also cut my hair off again because I like having short hair.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people are not comfortable with that situation. And I'm just like, fuck it. I can't help it.
Yeah.
I got to just be.
Yeah.
I just got to be, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm saying hello to everybody. It needs to just be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I got to say, Shelby, I think you're inspiring so many people. I think you're also, when you say it's okay to talk about it, it's interesting you brought up your past, and I know in reading like a series of interviews that that was really hard. You mentioned dead parents. That's a really hard, you know, when you go like, oh, your life's like a country song, it's like, yeah, but it's not fucking funny. And so your sister wrote this apparently just searing book, I gotta read it, but called Blood.
That's right.
Yeah, so I'm just reading. You say, with so much esteem to discuss in both their careers, Lynn won Best New Artist at the Grammys. Moore was Oscar nominated for Best Original Song. It felt invasive to even wish they'd someday frankly discuss how they were affected when as teens their father shot their mother to death and then himself. So your sister's book obviously, you know, in some ways forced that discussion.
Yes.
But that one sounds like it was hard for you to really talk about that.
It was for years. And, you know, Sissy told me she started writing the book 6 years ago now. And, you know, I'm like, okay, good. I'm glad you're writing the book. And, you know, it really didn't hit me till it came out. Oh, my God. This is sitting on people's nightstands at night. You know, it's out now. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have no shame over it. It's a part of me. It's a part of her. And Sissy and I talk every day about how her book is helping people, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, domestic violence is a real thing, man, and it doesn't seem to get better. And you know, it's a serious issue. Guns are a serious issue. Domestic violence is a serious issue. And you know, we had the greatest, sweetest, most loving mama in the world. We wouldn't be able to have done anything without the love she gave us. And you know, I have to add, mental illness and depression. It's a serious situation. Alcoholism. We could go on and on and on and on. You know, they start adding up when you think about Daddy and all of his troubles and stuff and the life we lived with him. But, you know, it's important to talk about things that happen to you so people can say, I'm not the only one out there, man, that's going through a bad time.
You know, seriously, but that is so... I mean, honestly, life-saving. You say this book's going to do a lot for people in domestic violence situations. Mm-hmm. Women need to read this because it's a lesson in what not to do.
Right.
And your mom took you and your sister and said, we're getting out of this abusive situation. He was abusive to you. He's abusive to your mom.
Yeah.
And this is when the high percentage of this stuff happens. And but, you know, that's so empowering, you talking about it. And also the way you're processing what happened. You said, I think we'll forever be healing. You said, I will not forgive this man, and that's okay. I will not forgive him for taking her because her ass would be sitting here, right here. That's my prerogative.
Yeah.
So how you deal with your pain is you're saying it's okay to people.
You know what? Sometimes it flares up, and it is a horrible situation, you know, because it's a grief that is difficult to explain. And I'm almost 52 years old.
Yeah.
And this happened when I was 17, sister was 14. So, you know, it's something that's some deep cuts. But thank God we've had music and we've always had each other.
I know people probably asked you some version of this, but It is interesting that you're both, I mean, obviously wildly talented and successful. Do you think that's because of, in spite of your childhood or because of it?
I think it's probably both. I mean, first of all, I think we're just very blessed because we were born pretty much singing.
Yeah.
And I think there was an ultimate plan for us to get out there and do art for people to see and hear and taste and love and connect to. So we're very blessed. We talk about that every day. She's on tour right now, and, you know, we wake up and say, morning. So yeah. It's the most important thing is how we've come full out, and we're closer than we've ever been. And for whatever it's worth, what happened when we were kids, that was a devastating event, has helped make us who we are. And we're just out there strong, cool, tell it all women, man.
That comes out in your music. I mean, yeah. You talk about, you know, fake stuff. There's just nothing fake. It's so raw and real and authentic, and it you can feel that it comes from your soul.
I
cried in the note she wrote in her book to you, just so you know, you were the first love of my life.
Yeah, I know.
I have sisters. I just was like, But, I can imagine the way in which that bonds you.
Through the years, there have been times when we haven't been as connected as we are now. You know, we've all had our dose of shitty relationships and,
yeah.
You know,
oh, no, not me.
Goes.
Everything's been smooth sailing over here.
Huh?
So here we are.
Yeah.
Oh. Stephanie, I can't believe you're way too fit for me, and you too. You guys must work out.
Oh, yes, you're clearly weight is something you wrestle with. What do you weigh, 14 pounds?
Yeah, but people say, how do you stay fit? I'm like, well, I drink Coca-Colas and smoke cigarettes all day. How about you?
Seems to be working for you.
Why mess with a good thing?
All right. Hold that thought. You know, this is inspiring. Shelby Lynn talking about, you know, just aging gracefully,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Maturing in her music and her life.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm going to age as gracelessly as possible.
Holding on for dear, like the little cat in the ad. Hang in there. It's going to get better.
Yeah, hang on.
I'm going to wrestle age like a vain honey badger to the death. Plexiderm is my friend in this regard.
I don't care how old you are.
I've tried to tell you there's no deep end in this pool.
Nope.
Only a shallow end. Plexiderm, come on. If you knew there was something that would take away all those bags and wrinkles and under-eye stuff, why wouldn't you do it?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't actually believe it. I was like, really? You just look like you, but 10 years younger. It's just all of it, right? Smile lines, under-eye wrinkles, bags.
Yeah, frown lines even.
Yes.
Yes.
There's plenty to frown about these days. You're like, what did that orange mother...
It gets better.
Yeah.
Plexiderm,
do you have a what did that orange mother effer do, frown line?
Uh-huh.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
What did that orange mother effer do now, frown? Okay, gone. Plexiderm, telling you. It is really an amazing product at an amazing price. You have to try it, and there's a money-back guarantee. Just do it. Trust me on this. Try Plexiderm.com. My code is VOICES. You get 50% off a full-size bottle of Plexiderm plus an additional $10 off. 50% off plus an extra $10 off. Offer also available by calling 1-800-685-1292. Mention the code VOICES. Plexiderm backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Plexiderm.com. Don't forget, code is VOICES at checkout. Try Plexiderm.com. Type in VOICES. So, all right, I don't even know what to talk about first. Walk the Line, you were fantastic in that. So you've done,
you know,
some acting as well. And this new album, you're in this film and it's the part of this. I love the new song, Here I Am.
Thank you for asking, too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Cynthia Mort called me 5 years ago and said, I want you to be in this movie I wrote. And I'm like, all right, what's it about? And she goes, well, it's about a singer. I don't know. I'm like, okay, I might be able to pull that off. And, you know, we got together and did this film. It's called When We Kill the Creators. And it's basically about artists, singers, and how they function in a world that we've, you know, always been in with commerce and getting it out there to the world and how the two art and, you know, they don't really mix.
Yeah.
So it's a great, beautiful film, all shot on 16mm. It's a beautiful art piece, and we are going to have a showing, if I can say.
Yes,
sure.
Please.
Yes.
March the 25th at the, what's the name of the? the Luminaire.
Thank you,
Theater.
Disembodied voice.
Actually, it's Cynthia. She's the director and writer of the film sitting over there.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah.
And anyway, March 25th, and we're going to have a Q&A. Cynthia and I will be there with all the rest of the cast. So y'all get your tickets. Come on out.
Yeah, let's
It'll be
fun.
Nick Harcourt is going to host it.
Cool. And, so now the vinyl pre-order is available, right, on ShelbyLynn.com. So, the new Here I Am is fantastic. Don't Believe in Love, right?
Yeah, Don't Even Believe.
This is me. You're singing to me now. You proclaim yourself incredulous of the notion of romance, even as she finds herself powerless against it. You said when love walks in, there's not a damn thing you can do about it. You can't fight it, defy it, or deny it. Love decides. You know, that's what... Was it Elie Mystal that was just on the show, whether it's politically or personally... He said, don't be afraid to be disappointed. Don't be afraid to hope. Don't be afraid to be disappointed, you know, or we don't achieve anything.
You know, I don't even know what to say because, you know, I certainly did not plan to fall in love. And I did not want to fall in love.
Yeah.
But I was in the middle of falling in love and I'm going, oh my God, I can't do anything about this because something's taken over my body, my thoughts, my mind, my actions, my movements.
Yeah, we lose like 75 brain cells.
Yeah, forget
in a minute.
It.
It's just, you're fucked.
It's really one of the most uncontrollable things. I guess it's next to breathing, man.
Right, right. So are you currently in love?
I am.
Happening? Oh, this is fantastic.
I'm in love with her.
Oh, my God. This is very exciting. So the disembodied voice is not really disembodied. It's a body that you know.
She's a Shelby Whisperer.
Oh, it's fantastic. Ah, that's great. No, I mean, I was saying it's me. And it's interesting. A lot of the themes you talk about, you know, my most recent ex, which is, you know, a few years ago now, but didn't want to be out. You know, had been married to a man, same as you, but, you know, very... Pretty, very feminine, very, you know, but was not comfortable being out in the world with her family and in her work and whatever. And so that's why I just was interested in your whole transgression or your whole progression, because you earlier had said, I've always been really careful about talking about my private life because I don't like reading someone else's interpretation of my life from a phone interview. We don't know each other. I'm not hiding anything. I'm just not announcing anything. You said, I'm proud of who I am. There's a song in my set called Down Here. It's about growing up a gay child in the South.
Yeah.
It's difficult to grow up a gay child in the South. For me, it was. I was always really ruffled by people who try to get me to wave a banner for anything because I'm waving it by living. And so I totally get that. Like, I never made up boyfriends or whatever. Like, I just didn't talk about it for a while until I came to the same place where I just said it's important not just to say this is what I'm for, but this is who I am.
I think a lot of it might come with age, too, you know? I mean,
It's the zero fucks to give phase when you hit your 50s.
It's also a different place, too, because we joke around about it on the show, but my mom and dad met at a rodeo that my dad was roping in. And his horse, Dandy, was my mom wanted to pet his horse. So I grew up around
the country. Are you trying to fucking country her up?
No, I'm just saying I get what you're saying about the South.
I speak country. Shut up. Okay.
I get what you're saying, though, about that. It's like when you grow up in that environment, it's you have to, you don't even have a perception of what gay or lesbian or, you know, any of that stuff is almost.
No, you just feel something that's a little bit different than everybody
else.
Everyone's
just thinking something different than you.
That's right. And you're looking around and... You know, I remember being a little old youngin' back in Alabama, going to school, going, I don't think I really belong here.
Right.
Not physically as much as spiritually.
Yeah.
I knew something was going on with me. I mean, grant you, I had crushes on my little girl's friends in school, you know, but I was in the sixth grade, and I'm going, something's not, I got to get out of here, man.
Yeah. And I didn't know it either. You know, I think now in retrospect, I can go, oh, that was a crush on a teacher or a coach or something, or, a, you know,
and
friend's older sister or something. But yeah, I didn't at the time.
At the same time, I'm raised on a beautiful, beautiful land. You know, it was all about the land. We lived far away from everything, had to drive 20 miles to school every day. You know, it's like the school bus wouldn't even come down there to get us. We had to, you know, whatever. So I love the country, and I fished every day, and I shot my 22 rifle, and I was a country child, but I was a very country gay child.
yeah.
And so there, I didn't know any gay people.
Yeah.
So it's just funny how, you know, here I am almost 52 years old. I live in West Hollywood, California, the gayest place on the planet. And I fucking love it.
Yeah.
And I like
you feel
who I
home.
Am,
you feel
man.
Home now. Yeah. Well, welcome, you fucking hick.
Thank you.
What? What? I speak country.
Everyone's welcome here.
You do not speak country.
Sure
I'm
do.
I'm country.
I can sing the entire Grandma's Feather Bed. I know. This might not be real country.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh. She just called you out.
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
Come on,
let's Grandma's Feather Bed. Come on, I don't know.
Oh, God.
Take me home, country roads.
That's
I don't
not,
know.
Place I've long, West Virginia. Mountain mama, take me home. That's pretty damn good.
Thank you. Thank
At
you
least you didn't
much.
Do your Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Take me home.
Well, you know this is going to be like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome when Trump's fucking gone. We're just going to be in the rubble going, we need another hero.
Not good.
We need a way home.
It's like someone put her in a paper bag and shook it.
We need to put Tina Turner on his ass.
Yeah,
don't
we do.
You?
Yes.
Don't we?
Wow.
Aunt, whatever her name is.
Anti-entity.
Right. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. Riding on that thing with that loincloth situation.
The only song I can play on a guitar is Leaving on a Jet Plane. Would you like to do that together sometime?
Sure, let's go right now.
I'm just thinking about Tina Turner and him getting out of a limousine and what his hair would look like.
It's called Jack. So you were married at age 18, divorced within a year.
Uh-huh.
And back then you said, regarding your sexuality, everyone's a little gay, which immediately piqued my interest.
Well, don't you really think that kind of maybe they are?
But you, Shelley tells that whole story when she was with Brad Paisley and didn't, you know, just that struggle of you know, again, everybody's, you know, progression of coming out or realizing they're gay or whatever it is, you know, you're doing, I think is it takes a different path, right?
Well, man, I mean, I never had any shortage of offers from men folk.
Right.
But
they don't buy gay. They when they you say gay, they hear three way.
They hear challenge.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
because
you know,
in my experience that there's nothing that's a bigger turn on for lesbians than watching a sweaty guy whack off while you're making love to your girlfriend. That's our fantasy too.
Hmm.
What? No?
No.
Okay. So
it got weird again.
What? I know. It's all right. It always does. So anyway, so tell us how we get, the singles are dropping early, and then tell us
I think they're out, you know, you can download them or whatever, the singles, but the record comes out April 17th. A lot of the songs on the record are in the film, live versions in the film, because we sang to no tracks, I sang everything live, you know, it's like, so there it is.
Yeah.
And that was part of the beauty of doing it. And then there's some recorded versions of the songs on the record with some few added things in.
And singles are dropping now, so is ShelbyLynn.com the best place to get?
Well, that's my website, okay. But I think you can get them on
iTunes,
Amazon.
Yeah.
You know, the regular things. But the record will be on my website probably after it comes out sometime. But it's so funny in the world, the record business, nobody hardly buys records anymore, so I always make sure to buy plenty vinyl for everybody that likes to sit around with their old turntable, which is what I do.
Yeah.
And, you know, it also gives you a piece of art to look at.
That's right.
Where's the nearest fishing hole to West Hollywood? I know one.
You know what?
I can take you.
Really? Let's go.
Franklin Canyon.
What are you doing in an hour?
Franklin Canyon.
Let's go. Yeah. I haven't been fishing since I lived in L.A. the last 5 years because I haven't had time. But there's nothing I love better than the fish.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm on it. We had to shoot a thing for my late night show. I'm like, I know where there's a fish because I had to play a bass fisherman. It's a long story, but I know where there's one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go.
Yeah.
There are options around here.
Yeah.
By then, I'll learn all the words to Grandma's Feather Bed.
Great. Bring the guitar.
But what's it? Tell me. Just give us your take before you. Just politically, because I love that you're so outspoken.
Super Tuesday.
Now.
What did you think about last night?
What did you think? And where are you? Who are you in the primary? All that stuff. And how are you feeling?
You know, of course, we're all surprised about Joe coming up and doing his thing because it's fantastic. Personally, I was always an Elizabeth girl.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I voted for Elizabeth yesterday. Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of breaks my heart.
And things have always
gone
so well for me when I listen to my heart instead of my head.
Well, yeah. But I was, you know.
But, you know, I think she'd be a great Secretary of Commerce or something like that.
Well, that's what I said.
Treasury Secretary.
So, Treasury Secretary. Something in a new Democratic administration.
We got a full team.
Yeah, we do.
Exactly.
We really
and I think Kamala should be the top cop.
AG.
Or
she's,
VP.
She's got to be that.
You know?
But top cop, man, because you feel like you're going to get arrested when you watch her.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know you're going to jail when you're in front of Kamala, man.
Yeah. She has kids, man,
cop.
And they come in the middle of the night. Yes or no?
You know what
yes
I'm saying?
Or no? Where were you? Yes or no? Big light
That's
in your face.
It. Whatever it is, I think that it's just time that we got to get whoever. You know, Bloomberg came in and we thought, oh, okay, save the day or whatever, but he's got all the money in the world, so now he's behind Joe. Yeah. Which is a good thing. Yeah.
And not just money. He's got like these systems in place that analyze data so effectively.
Well, and he also worked at the grassroots getting a lot of mayors elected.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So he's got, I think it's going to be a, I keep saying it's a bottom-up election where it's all the local.
But can Shelby and I just have a feminist frenzy, and how just glorious was it? Elizabeth Warren hitting him in the balls with a sack of quarters just like,
oh, man.
And repeatedly.
It was
tube sock full of quarters.
Great. And I'm going to tell you that's, I mean, no, she's going to have to, you know, probably get out, and that breaks my heart, you know, whatever.
I know, but, I said.
Because I just love the girl.
Yeah.
I love the lady.
I do, too.
I think
I
she's fantastic. I'd like to meet her and, you know, whatever, sing for her sometime.
She would love that.
But, you know, I don't think anybody's worked harder.
I know.
And I don't believe that I believe anybody more.
In a normal world, Shelby, she's obviously the most qualified candidate. She's
most
fucking, anyway,
yeah.
But
I know.
I, you know, I said...
But it was great what you're saying, that she got in those jabs when she did, because it was good to get it out there.
Yeah.
And for whatever it's worth,
I know.
It's out there.
Well, you know, when I said, I hate to, look, Joe Biden helped us get gay marriage. He's the one that pushed Obama.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, maybe he's going to get us our first one. Maybe she's got to be vice president first. I'm almost certain he's going to pick a woman, you know, and
well,
I hope
we know
so.
He loves women. He's done a lot of things for women on the domestic side with, you know, passing some things. I forget what it's called, but there's some big thing.
Yeah.
Devonsket's Women Act.
Yeah. So, you know.
Bless you.
Also, you know. Lily Ledbetter, he was instrumental in steering that
through
as well.
That's true.
Yeah.
And we like him.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish he weren't so old.
Yeah.
But he is. And you know, I'm not saying that age is bad. It's not bad at all. But, you know, it's, and I said about Joe in the beginning, I said, oh, no. I said, I know everybody wants Joe.
Yeah.
I know everybody loves Joe. I know that he's done it forever. But his heart's broken.
Yeah.
Dude's been through a lot. He's lost a lot.
I was just going to ask you if you relate to that. Because
I do.
I feel like that's a human thing where I couldn't help but, he wasn't my candidate, but I couldn't help but root for him. I teared up when he said, you know, Pete Buttigieg reminded me of Bo.
I was bawling, man.
Pete was bawling.
Because you know why? You do believe him. Mm-hmm. And you could tell that he was truthful. He was saying, you know, now that's a Bo.
Yeah.
And I just went, well, there's his nomination right there.
Sincerity like that is something that we've been missing from leadership
humanity,
in the last 3 years.
Empathy, just kindness, decency.
Trump
just someone
who'll
shut the fuck up for 5 minutes. Oh, my God.
It's embarrassing what sitting up in there.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah. No, I think that was the exciting thing. It was really like a get Trump the fuck out vote. It was just like turnout was through the roof. It was like, holy shit.
Well, that's the hope, y'all. We know that's shit's got to happen.
But, you know, his side is going to work just as hard as we are to keep him in. So
we
have a fight on our hands.
I am not going to enjoy swearing without the Southern accent ever again on Happy Hour. Thanks for ruining everything, Shelby Lynn.
Hey, I'm here if you need me.
I give a chicken fried fuck now about everybody else swearing because they won't have that dipped in that honey.
But it sounds
that Southern honey.
It sounds so sweet when she says it.
Yeah. That's why it creeps up on you.
Yeah.
And then you're like, that is a F-bomb, man. It's a fucking F-bomb, motherfuckers. We love you, Shelby Lynn.
Yeah, I love
you. Happy hour. Go to ShelbyLynn.com. Get her amazing new music. Go see her new film. What's the film?
When We Kill the Creators.
Yeah.
Okay. We love you, Shelby Lynn.
I love you.
We mean that in a dirty, potty mouth kind of way.
Thank you.
Fucking A.